I noticed something in the John Elway. I noticed something in the George Payton press conference. No, but it has relation with John.
Oh.
And I had it here in my notes, and literally within the last 15 minutes, Mike Kliss tweeted about it. And it was the same thought. Going into the last break, I said I thought it was a big deal. And it's a little big deal.
Okay.
And I believe we have Mike with us. Mike, I'm going to let you steal the thunder here. The observation from George Payton's presser about what he did that John never did in 10 years of GM pressers. I actually think it's a little big deal. Now, it's a footnote, but I think it's an indicator. Go ahead and explain.
Yeah, he mentioned three agents by name. He and Bill Johnson, who has Juwan James, Ryan Williams, who represents Shelby Harris, and I'm drawing a blank Jason Chayot, who's an agent for Kareem Jackson.
Yep.
And it's interesting. Elway, he did not like dealing with agents. It was usually Matt Russell and Richard Tato, and before Rich, it was Mike Sullivan. John didn't like dealing with agents. He thought, you know, he had a preconceived notion that agents were out to fleece him. And so he didn't like dealing with them. He did it when things got tough, you know, and they really got down and gritty. You know, with Chris Harris, he talked to Fred Lyles. He had a decent relationship with Fred. With Joby Brannion, Vaughn's agent, I think they got contentious there in 2016 when they got the deal done. But for the most part, Elway stayed distant from the agents. And I never heard him mention an agent. But George Payton is different. I think George is the assistant general manager with Minnesota. And it might have been the same with the Vikings. He was the assistant GM, not the GM. And so Payton might have been the guy who was actually talking to the agents, who was getting the deals done.
Right.
And so what you have now is a GM who has a better relationship with agents than maybe, you know, personal relationship with agents than John did. And we'll see what that means. You know, Elway still got guys signed, with the help of his top aides. But, we'll see if Payton can make a difference here on guys like Justin Simmons, Shelby Harris, a free agent, and Justin Simmons being the big one. I still think that's going to go to July 15th, just because Simmons has one of the tougher agents out there, and Todd France, as far as, you know, Todd France only settles for number one. If it's not number one, then there's no deal. And so I think that's going to be a tough one.
Mike Kliss joined us. Mike, what did you make of the comments about Kareem Jackson? I mean, we've kind of been talking a lot about him. You know, what are they going to do with him? Will they bring him back on his contract? Mm-hmm. Ask him to take a pay cut? Well, obviously, something's going down. I mean, they're talking to his agent about something. So it's probably pay cut, or they're going to release him is what I kind of figured out there. Is that the way that you see it with Kareem Jackson right now?
Yeah, I do. And it's going to be, I'm not sure, you know, some of these guys, he said one thing that was big today is he said he wanted Vaughn back. He made that clear.
He wants everybody back.
He wants everybody back. And it'll be interesting to see how many actually do come back. I'm not thinking Vaughn is coming back on a pay cut. You know, it's going to have, I think the options now for Vaughn, as far as the Broncos go. And by the way, the contract with Vaughn is incidental right now to the criminal investigation. That has to be resolved favorably for Vaughn first, I think. I would be surprised if it's still outstanding. I'd be knowing the Broncos and, you know, what they're all about, you know, as an organization, if it's still outstanding, I'm not sure they take a chance and pick up the option if they still don't know what's going on there with this criminal investigation. If it's positive, and the DA says no charges, Then I do think Peyton will try to make a deal with Vaughn. But right now, with J.J. Watt at $14 million, Vaughn is going to ask for $15 million. And Vaughn has a right to ask for more than J.J. Watt. Look at the last five-year production. Even with missing last year and even with a down year 2 years ago, Vaughn still has considerable more production.
But, Mike, you can't go that far back. You can't go that far back. You know, it's like, you know the NFL. It's what have you done for me lately.
But
so it's not 5 years. Give me the last 1 year, the last 2 years, really, and Vaughn hasn't done a whole lot.
All right, the last 2 years, I think it's still 8-5. I don't know. I'd have to look at what Watt only had five last year. I don't know what he had 2 years ago.
Sure.
But you're right, but he's still going to ask for more. And if Watt is at 14, Vaughn will ask for 15. And why are you bothering with a pay cut then? If maybe you go 2-30 with Vaughn. You know, I don't know, but it's going to be hard to do a restructure. And with Vaughn, I think you either pick up the option at $7 million and you do the play out the 1 year at 18, or.
And if you do that,
you let him go, and you know you look at Alden Smith or Shaq Barrett, or you know there's other edge rushers out there.
So, but if you do that, and you know, Mike, yesterday I was like, and we had it in our notes, and we didn't get to it. I had a hunch that maybe George Payton just picks up the option, and you know throughout this process we've been like, okay, that's not going to happen because it's such an inflated number, the age mixed with the missing a whole season. And but then I'm like, wait, is George Payton's first order of business in Broncos country going to be, you know, asking Von Miller to take a pay cut? I don't know. And I started to have some second thoughts about it. But let's just say they do. Let's just say they pick up the option. They pay him the, you know, however much, $18 million or whatever it is for 2021. And then in 2022, he's just an unrestricted free agent?
Correct.
So that to me does not make sense. Because the Broncos are not in a win-now window. If they were in a win-now window, I could get down with it and say, hey, you're going all in for 2021. But this is a 5-11 football team. If you're going to pay him that massive amount of money that's still the sixth highest in the league at age 32 years old with no promise of him going being a Bronco going forward, that to me just doesn't make a lot of sense for the Denver Broncos. Makes a ton of sense for Vaughn. I just don't know if it makes sense for Denver.
It makes sense for Denver because he's 32 coming off injury and you got a 1 year deal. So you're not tied to him after 1 year. And you look at Vaughn and you see how much he's got left. You see if he stays healthy and you do want to make the playoffs. You do want to go 9-7, 10-6 somehow, some way this year. And you got a better chance of doing that with Vaughn and not Vaughn. And then maybe if it looks like Vaughn's doing great halfway through the season, then you try to redo the deal with him. But that's where it makes sense to me. I understand 18 doesn't make sense, but 1 year deal makes sense for a guy that's aging and coming off injury.
Mike, George Payton did say that they're working through it with Vaughn and his agent. So there's communication there about something. It's not like, hey,
yeah, but they're not.
We're going to have you back at this number. I mean, they're talking about something. I mean, what are they talking about?
I don't think they're doing – I really don't think they're doing much negotiation. I think it's, how's Vaughn? What are we looking to do? We have – our options. Here's our four options, which, you know, it's the options, again, are to restructure with a pay cut, pick up the option, leave it alone, release, or pick up the option and try to trade them. Those are the four options.
Well, obviously, Vaughn's agent knows that. I mean, they know the options. I mean, they're not just.
They know that. They know that, but I don't. But from what I understand, they really haven't talked.
Uh-huh.
They haven't talked turkey, and they haven't talked turkey with Kareem yet. And
once again, George Payton said that they did. He said they are talking. They have talked.
Not negotiating.
Yes. Okay.
Got you.
Okay. Okay. I gotta mention this, Mike. And Mike Kliss, our guy who joins us every Thursday, Broncos Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. I wasn't sure what the relationship was going to be like between George Payton and Vic Fangio. Now, I knew that Payton was going to have Vic for a year because it's just a little, you know, bizarre of a setup, kind of reverse order of things where the head coach is actually, you know, on the calls with the interview with the soon-to-be GM. But then I hear, you know, the number one characteristic about George Payton to a man is that this guy's a grinder. He loves to work. He's getting up at 2:30 in the morning. He's at the facility by 2:45. And Vic doesn't have much of a life outside of football. So when I hear George Payton say, hey, I went down, you know, Vic was in his office at nearly 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night in March breaking down tape, I think George Payton loves that. And I wasn't quite sure what the dynamic was going to be, but I think that grinders want to be around other grinders. They obviously value that sort of DNA. And it sounds like this relationship, obviously it's going to depend on wins and losses, but it sounds like it's off to a really good start.
Yeah, I think there's a respect there. I do know this, or at least I think I know this. When they had the GM interviews, and there were five GM interviews that they had, from what I understand, Fangio, you know, thought Payton was the best. You know, he wanted, and that had influence in the hiring. Payton was also very impressed with Elway. He's been with interviews. He's interviewed for these GM jobs before, and you know, a lot of times they're owners, and they don't really ask football questions. Elway asked a lot of questions pertinent to the GM job, and was very impressed with that. But Fangio, you know, the other guys were a bit of a reach. They were about, you know, Fontenot got a job as a GM with Atlanta, but he's making a bit of a leap there from a college scouting director to GM. Payton was already at the right hand, you know, was the right hand man, as Fangio was on the coaching level.
Right.
He was a defensive coordinator all those years. And had more, you know, more than enough experience to be the head coach before getting his crack. And Payton is kind of the same way. He had been one step away from head coach for 14 years in Minnesota, and he went through kind of the same path as Fangio. So he thought that he deserved it. He was the most experienced, the most ready, and Fangio believes in that. He's been around enough to know that. You know, you need to wear many hats and have all kinds of experiences before you're ready for the job, because you're really still not ready for the job. And so I think he respected that. And yes, Payton, from what I understand, and you know, Patrick Smythe, their communications PR guy, those are the first two guys in the building. And I think mostly George is the first guy in, and he's definitely the last one to leave, along with Fangio. So, they watch. They're tape grinders. They watch a lot of tape, and that's what football coaches do, especially those who have been around and football scouts. Peyton's a scout first. He's a scout first, GM second.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. And last one on the way out. Is there anything else that we didn't touch on here that was a big takeaway for you?
You know, wanting Shelby, he went hard on Shelby Harris as a priority. And, you know, from what I understand, you know, they can negotiate with Shelby. They've been able to negotiate with him all the way through, and it looks like it's going to go up to the market. If Shelby goes to the market and gets a deal of $10 million plus, which is what he wanted last year, they think he'll get it this year because it's not as strong an interior defensive line. But if he gets $10 million plus, I think – I'm not sure he's back, even though they do want him back. I think they want him back, and I'm guessing here, you know, in the $6 to $7 million range is where I think Shelby should be. If he gets more than that, if a team comes in at over 10, I'm not sure he's back.
All right, we'll leave it there for now, Mike. We appreciate you coming by. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
right,
Mike.
There he goes, our 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.